www.thebigfootnetwork.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Rand Paul fighting Obama's executive orders. The TSA abandoning porno scanners. The government calming gun violence, cancer vaccines, flu fantasies, and more. How are we going to fit it all in today? On the Robert Scott Bell Show, we'll just have to do our level best. The number 800-259-5791. If you'd like to be part of the show, wide open. No guest scheduled today, so it's just you and me. So if you have a question or comment, in fact, I do have already. I'll tell you, related to liver issues, I have got one commentary. I've got a comment on, if you will, a question, comment off of the Jerry Doyle Show. Those of you welcoming my new listeners who have heard me interviewed on Jerry Doyle's wonderful program. We got that coming up. Also, we do have a moment of duh a little later in the show. It's one of those classics, so be prepared for that. All the links are up at robertscatbell.com, and that's where we go, and that's where we are right now, 800-259-5791. Rand Paul, been an outspoken, let's say, advocate for liberty in the Senate. He's the so-called chip off the old block. A lot of people who have been following Ron Paul all these years, a lot of people complaining about Rand not as pure as Ron. My perspective is he's his own man. Everybody's got to follow their bliss, and Rand has a perspective on what he can do to salvage what is left of America. And it is to be in the Senate and to throw some wrenches into the ointment there when it comes to the running roughshod over your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or property. Rand Paul's been outspoken against Obama in many ways, as have a lot of Republicans. Some of them are what we call the country club Republicans that just kind of come on board and complain about government only when the other guy's in office, right? But where were they when Bush was doing his damage through executive order, right? The running of the king and the emperor. Now, I don't disagree with Rand Paul and his perspective here on Obama running roughshod over the Constitution, abandoning it, being a king or an emperor. The separation of powers no longer exists. The executive branch says, hey, I can just write executive orders and everything's good. Going back to Clinton, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. Now, the Hegelian dialectic, we do not get caught up in that here. We shine a light on it. So you see, there is hypocrisy, and it exists on all sides of the political aisle, both if you think in terms of Republicans versus Democrats. I happen to think, yes, Ron Paul was the exception to the rule in many ways because he didn't play politics. He played principle. And I believe in many ways Rand is doing that. Some would say he may be better politically than his father because he's willing to talk in certain ways that don't offend people in his own party, where he may be likely to be embraced more 4 years from now in the next presidential election cycle. I do believe Rand is a man of his word, and he believes in liberty. I also believe he has grown up in a different era. No, I mean, that's not a belief. He's grown up in a different era than his father. So his perspectives that are going to be different from his dad. He didn't have the same experience. Notice how, you know, you could be in a family that you don't have to be identical to your dad or mom. You can appreciate the principles. So this is not meant to be a treatise on whether you should or should not support Rand Paul for president 4 years ago, from now. But it is, I guess, a perspective to consider that if you step beyond the Hegelian dialectic, the left, right, the Obama, Bush, we realize they're all doing the same damn thing. And you recognize there is no Constitution anymore. It's not in effect. It's not in force. And God bless you, Rand Paul, for thinking that it is and trying to salvage it. But I just don't see any evidence that it's in play anymore, realistically. I mean, there's lip service paid to it. But the reality is the economics of scale are so large, so disastrous, so gargantuan, so beyond even a nuclear Godzilla strike, that I don't see how it's salvageable. Now, you might look at me and go, Robert Scott Bell, you have just turned cynical. Is cynicism the same as realism? Somebody can explain to me how they're going to pay back $16 trillion in debt to who? To what? We come into the recognition, the awareness that Rand's dad has done so well over his lifetime about the danger and unconstitutionality of the Federal Reserve System, the fiat money system that abandoned gold and silver according to the Coinage Act of 1792 and basically laid bare the New World Order agenda. That is, we don't need to take you over with guns and ammo, even though that's a big topic today, too, if you want to discuss it. All we need to do is debase your currency. All we need to do is clip your coins. All we need to do is take you away from real money, as it's been known historically and as it's referenced constitutionally, and that we would be slowly be able to usurp you economically and then pay for all the stuff that Republicans want and all the stuff that Democrats want and then mix it up so nobody knows who wants what anymore. Right? Explain to me why Obama can double and triple down on what Bush did and very few Democrats have abandoned him. There are some. We featured them on this show. But where is the principle? Where are the principled men or women? Where are the Ron Pauls? Is it a Justin Amash? Are there others up there? I really believe we have increased our numbers because of what Ron Paul has done. And Rand is doing his level best. But literally, I ask you, what are you fighting for? What are we fighting for? What do we hope to salvage when we have an indebtedness that is impossible, mathematically impossible to repay back, even at, well, at 0% interest, unless they do coin trillion-dollar coins made of platinum, latinum, gold press, whatever you want to do, unobtainium. What do you want to make them out of? That part of it is over. Now the question is, are you going to be awake enough to recognize, I'm not going to say it's every man and woman and child for himself, but let's say you live in the big cities. And I don't know if you've seen Mike Adams' latest perspective on collectivism and the danger of living in highly densely populated areas once the government comes to the conclusion and recognition, and you do as well, that it cannot not only pay its debts, but its so-called theoretical obligations, however unconstitutional they are, to prop up the social safety network, including the promise of Social Security, whether you believe Social Security is a legitimate right, constitutional, good or not. It's irrelevant. Why? Why do you say that, RSB, that whether you believe in it or not? Because it can't sustain itself. You can't sustain it. If they go up to 100% tax rate and take 100% of everything you got, it's still not enough. You understand what I'm saying here? So what do you do? You got hurricane debt force winds blowing. Whether you say they're off the coast or they're already blowing onto it. You know they're there. What are you going to do? Stick your head in the sand or take the cotton out of an FDA-approved pill bottle and stick those in your ear and go, la, 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 it's not really happening. Robert, don't talk to me about this. I don't want to know. Well, you know the reason I want to know? It's because I have kids. Do I want to raise them in a post-apocalyptic Mad Max kind of world? Or if that world is to be even for a short period of time, do I want to know how to protect them, prepare them, defend them, so that they can survive and then watch the reemergence of genuine liberty? Which, by the way, that right to life, liberty, and property is not a collective right. There's no such thing as a collective right. It's an individual right. And I don't mean individual as defined by the Internal Revenue Code, because that's a corporation, a partnership, an artificial creation of the state. Through all of this, we still have the vast majority of Americans operating as if they are artificial creations of the state. The debt ceiling argument, raise the debt ceiling, it's nonsense. What does it matter? Raise the debt ceiling to infinity, as Ben Bernanke wants. What is that going to do? Only accelerate the demise. Make it worse, because the illusion is that everything's just fine. We'll get past that bubble. Even if another bubble bursts, we'll get past the next one. And in the meantime, if you're in the inner cities, you better hope you don't get eaten by somebody hungrier than you. I know, this is a bummer. Come on, Sunday. Oh, yeah, okay, turn on the NFC Championship game and just wash your sorrows away in beer and pretzels and GMO corn. Right? And I understand. I like sports. I do. The unscripted nature of sport. Hey, okay, so don't get me wrong. I'm not dissing you totally on that, because I grew up appreciating excellence in athletics and things like that. But can you take those momentary respites and then come back and recognize that you can't ignore what is happening? You can't not prepare. If you think you cannot prepare, go back in time, visit Katrina. Go back in time, visit Superstorm Sandy, and see how well you do by not being prepared, by waiting for some government agency or entity to come and save you. Or to have New York State declare that the guns you may already own make you a criminal simply because of the disaster of the attack on children, defenseless children, in a government elementary school where guns were banned. And yet you still have people arguing that banning them altogether would have protected these children when the ban was already there. People aren't thinking. They are. You are, because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give me a call. We got lots more healing to go today. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All the links are up. Say thanks to our sponsors. Go to robertscottbell.com. Back with lots more healing after this.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can a vaccine prevent cancer? That's coming up, but first, where are we going to get our free mammograms and ionizing radiation body scans now? Do you hear about this? Transportation Security Administration is removing body scanners from airports. Those radiation things. Raise your hands over your head like the criminal that you are for wanting to travel. Let's scan and see if you've got breast cancer, or might we cause it? Well, they're removing them. Now, here's a case in point of maybe it could be considered a win. Rand Paul has been very, outspoken on this issue of the TSA and their invasive scans and pat-downs and things. They're still going to give you a free groping if you decide to opt out of the millimeter wave technology, which still presents some significant problems to cellular integrity, damaging in a superficial way. But many people still, 98, 99% of the people still go through them. Still go through them like the sheeple we have become. But the x-ray machines, can we get a refund? Talking about the government and its spending of money like it doesn't matter, right? They'll just print more. No one's going to get a refund. In the meantime, you got these contractors. This is called corporate welfare, corporatism. It's as bad as the social welfare thing that was designed to protect everybody from everything. But they spent all those monies for TSA, the rapist scans, and now they're going to pull them. Oops, we made a mistake. Did we now? How is it that they're pulling? Well, I think they put their government finger to the wind instead of up your bum this time. And they said, oh, well, I think people are really kind of rebelling again. We better back off on that. It's getting a little too hot here. So then again, they'll find another way to bring it in. Maybe send them over to bus terminals where people with lots less influence to take the bus will complain even less. And in some way, they'll continue the corporate welfare game. If it's not domestic, then it's overseas. And I bring this up because what Rand Paul says is principled. It's based a lot upon what his dad has been saying for years, that it's not just about, oh my gosh, those people on welfare. It's about corporate welfare. And a big part of the corporate welfare plays itself out where? In the military-industrial complex, as Eisenhower warned us. 900 bases over how many? 700? All over the place we got. We got to support them too. And one of the things Ron Paul warned us about said, hey, we don't pull our troops and bring them home now. They're going to be coming home with their tails between their legs by thumbing it, hitchhiking, because there'll be no money to pay for the planes and the fuel to fly them home when the Federal Reserve note fiat dollar comes crashing down. Now, am I saying I'm loving that? That's great. Oh, good news. The empire collapses. I never wanted an empire. America was not supposed to be an empire. Influence by example? Yeah, sure. Freedom, because we are free. You want to be like us? Great. But by the force of a gun? Do you want somebody to force you to do something they believe is better for you because, well, they've got a higher degree than you? They're from the government? You don't want your neighbor coming into your yard and telling you how to grow a flower unless you've asked, hey, are you good at growing flowers? Yeah, I'd like to. Can I get some help? That's one thing, asking for it. It's a whole other thing, running roughshod over your liberty, your right to life, liberty, and happiness, pursuit of. That changes the equation, doesn't it? Yet so many Democrats and Republicans completely disconnected from that concept because it's all about collectivism. We got to help people that are less fortunate, despite the fact that they're where they are for differing reasons for which we may never know. And it's one thing to hold your hand out It's quite another to grab them by the throat and make them live the way you believe is better. And there are do-gooders on the left and the right who believe it is the role of government to turn the entire planet into one big democracy. And they've fallen into the trap of the one-world odor. They're playing right into the hands of the international bankers. That's what they wanted. Eventually, what would happen? They knew that America would be overextended and bankrupted. And therefore, the one nation on earth that could serve to curtail the plans of the one-world odor eaters would be out of the way. And in fact, because of the destitute nature of what would happen in a post-apocalyptic economic collapse, many people, because they're so hungry, would beg for intervention from the United Nations, from the world medical industrial complex. Case in point, the flu. And I'm going to talk about some flu stuff as well sometime today. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in, hey, nope, it's just you and me today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We got rid of the porno scanners in airports. What does that mean, really? They're still propping up mammograms in Obamacare. Maybe they'll switch them into your doctor's office. Maybe a public health clinic will take the porno scanner, drape a scan, and say, hey, we'll scan your whole body for you. Not just your breast, but your entire body. And, of course, they'll give you cancer. They'll give you cancer. In the meantime, the Obama administration, Obama himself, going, hey, maybe we can put together some kind of government panel of experts and figure out what's with all this gun violence. What's with all this gun violence? The CDC, the same organization that has a revolving door between themselves and the pharmaceutical industrial complex that makes the FDA jealous, is going to figure this out for us all. And completely ignore the fact that mental health care today, which Obama wants more of, same thing in New York State, is precipitating and facilitating and enabling more violence with anything and everything. Guns are the least of our concern. In fact, the guns are the main thing that are keeping, well, is keeping the government from a complete and total totalitarian takeover and tyranny. The thing that Piers Morgan on CNN comes over from Britain, they don't even want him back. He says, so you are meaning to tell me you believe that you should have an AR-15 because you're afraid that the government might turn tyrannical? Yes, Piers. That's the message of history, you dunderheaded dodo bird. And now Obama says, oh, if we just get a panel of experts in the government together, we can analyze this thing and figure out where all this gun violence is coming from. Well, look no further than the FDA and its abandonment of the protection and defense of the integrity of food, the promotion of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, now GMOs, genetically modified organisms, destroying gastrointestinal integrity through the medical industrial complex. Thank you again, FDA. Denying the people of America, other than those that listen here to the Robert Scott Bell Show or read Natural News, denying them the right to even know what herbs and supplements and natural medicines and remedies can do to prevent and restore, prevent the disease, but restore health genuinely. And now they're saying they want to approve vaccines to prevent cancer. Well, I'll tell you, the very thing that causes them is not going to be the thing that prevents the cancers. But I got to talk about more on that subject as well. Also, flu outbreaks around the world, do they treat them the same way as they do here in America? Also, HIV patients and probiotics. We got news on that and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 800-259-5791. Back after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Vaccines to prevent cancer? What, are you nuts? Are you kidding me? I'm going to get to that. Of course, the healthcare debacle in the United States, as I've been covering for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, due in large part to its monopolistic status of allopathic medicine. That is the appropriate medicine to deal with when you're putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. But outside of that, with the prevalence of chronic diseases caused by the very interventions that allopathic medical doctors do from day one with vaccines, it's been an absolute disaster. Of course, it's been an absolute windfall for the drug industry and the vaccine industry, who have owned and purchased government for a long time now and provide and promote their medicines, remedies. I don't like calling them the remedies. because they don't do anything to remedy the situation. And then they create 10 other diseases for which you become dependent upon their drugs, their interventions. Story about removing tonsils and adenoids. I got a lot to do. I don't know what I'll get to today, but the number is 800-259-5791. This is the United States of Health Talk Radio. 5 additional days of the week through Natural News Radio as well. Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar, Outside the Box Wednesdays, Ty Bollinger, Healing Revolution Fridays with Dr. Frank King, hundreds and hundreds of hours of healing like nowhere else in media, and I'm glad you are with me. I understand we have a call. Tracy is holding on in Texas, wants to talk a little bit about health care, hopefully not disease management, but real health care. Tracy, are you there?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm just curious to find out. I know a lot of people are, you have to start where you're at financially.
Yes.
Even if it's aluminum cans that you recycle or whatever it is to perhaps maybe get self-employed. But when it comes to the health care thing, once we find a way to help ourselves get going, I'm wondering, I understand there's a health care option in your home business tax laws that you can create a contract. And also, I understand, let's see, that health care law, there was section 1501B of H.R. 3590, page 327-328, where it mentions an organization members of which share a common set of ethical or religious beliefs and share medical expenses among members in accordance with those beliefs. I think that's called healthcare sharing or a cost sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I didn't know if you've heard of this.
This is something that, and Tracy, I appreciate your call very much. This is something that when we look into legislation coming out of Washington, D.C., they always have to throw a bone out there for religious freedom to a little degree, because we know that if they do not, there will be some major upset, despite the fact that they'll violate the First Amendment, the right to the freedom of course, we talk speech, but of course, religion, or spiritual beliefs, by limiting your, let's say, spiritual activities in terms of, let's look at churches and synagogues and mosques that have asked permission of government to exist. This is what they dupe you with what they call the 501c3 status. Now, if you ask permission to get that special status, now you have put the government above the religious institution in terms of its existence. The government becomes the creator again. I have a problem with that. This is happening across the board here. Now, what you have brought up is a very good and a very important issue, but it existed, it pre-existed Obamacare, it pre-existed all legislation, your ability to contract for services. But you must frame the contract in such a way that it excludes, specifically, any government intervention on any level. You must remove yourself from the so-called public health care sector. Public health. This is a catchphrase for collectivism, and it ensnares you into a system that you do not, by virtue of your birth, belong in. You've been duped into participating. And we've got some brilliant things that are happening. In fact, I covered this with Dr. Bitar over the last couple of months. We've talked about it a little bit. And in fact, if you haven't already signed up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com, I'm set to send out, time permitting today, a special access code to give you part and parcel access for free, which would normally cost a lot, for free, a private association slash club where the free flow of information will occur again and the government won't be able to access it. This is very exciting. New stuff coming on board. I'll talk a little bit more about that and the vaccination against cancer after the break. Thank you for the call, Tracy. RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you'd like to be part of the show, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, a little bit wide open today, no guest scheduled, so we're here together on, what do they call this, I know a lot of people in the NFL, as I said, I don't diss you for liking sports, I love the unscripted nature, watching excellence, amazing things like that, but recognize that a lot of it is being utilized to, just like the Roman soldiers and the chariots and the Roman Colosseum and the gladiators, to distract you from what's crumbling around you. And so I would ask that at least you be conscious about the decisions you make and the time and energy you spend in certain areas. Again, perspective on these things. It's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. I was just mentioning the idea of a private club or association. Have you ever been to a dry county? You know, a dry county is not allowed to serve alcohol. And yet you could go to a, become a member of a private club and the alcohol flows freely. Explain to me that. Riddle me this, bad man. You follow this concept? There are basic premises, perspectives, precedents within law that under private clubs or associations, you can do that which the government says you cannot do when you are a member of or operating in or for or by the public. That's the whole idea of public health. For public health purposes, we cannot allow you to tell anybody that colloidal silver stops the flu. But you could be part of a private club that is not part of the public health arena and speak truthfully and factually about all of these things the FDA does not want you to know. Now, there is a risk associated with that because the government has the guns and they don't want you to have any. And so in this way, they might say, like the raids on Rawsome, Organic Raw Food Cooperative or Club, in Southern California. They were obviously making a big dent where it had a lot of impact in the Hollywood arena, selling things like raw, real milk, which is the way, if you're going to drink milk, that's the way you do it. And they went in and violated the rights of the people to be part of a private club. So I'm not saying it's a utopian perspective here, but I will say that there's a lot of free flow of information that can happen without limitation by utilizing that kind of context and concept in law. And we're going to reveal a way to do that on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But it's only for those that sign up for email alerts. at robertscottbell.com. So get on there today. I'm going to work on one for today to give you that code, to give you access to this developing new private health club with Dr. Bitar and others, that that information will flow freely, including the fact that vaccines cause cancer. They don't prevent cancer. Now, this is a strange thing to consider, because there's a story here out of healthfinder.gov. It's listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Vaccines might become another way to fight cancer. Like any of the other ways that they have to fight cancer are working. Let's detect cancer with radiation. Wait, we just stopped that at the airports. I'm telling you, they're going to send them to the government clinics. Hey, man, we've got this monster machine. It'll scan everybody for everything. Of course, it'll create more ailments and illness and cancer as well. But researchers claim they are harnessing the body's immune system to prevent and battle tumors. Hey, researchers, how about not assaulting and destroying the body's immune system to begin with your drugs, with your vaccines? Right? The first thing you're giving kids, you target them with toxic metals, mercury, aluminum. You've got all kinds of genetically modified, or let's say DNA or RNA from animal species, aborted fetal tissue, eggs, on and on. And then they inject that into children, defenseless, helpless children, almost the day they're born, for a sexually transmitted or drug abusing, sharing needle kind of disease. And now they're saying, wow, if we could just harness the power of vaccines, which are a disaster, and then maybe we can use them to prevent cancer. And I'm here to tell you, by introducing the things that are in vaccines in children, you're actually precipitating the rise of cancer. Oh, and hearkening back to the issue of gun violence and violence, you're actually facilitating the growth of a violent population by the violent assault that vaccination is. Now, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I think we had a new listener. Don't know if he's listening anymore, because I'm sure we upset him about, wait a second, what about polio? What about smallpox? Well, what I want you to do is come on down to the Health Freedom Expo, March 1st through 3rd in Long Beach, California, and you will learn the things that you have never been taught by the mainstream media or your mainstream American government indoctrination education centers about the history of medicine. I'm going to be talking about overcoming COPD and asthma and bronchitis, restoring the immune system, restoring the gut, and we'll talk about the history of vaccinations front and center. And I'll also have full-on CDs available to you about my seminar, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. That'll be available there. Also, 3 weeks later, back in Long Beach, I'll talk about that as well. The number, 800-259-5791, you and me today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. Probiotics for people with AIDS? Yeah, you bet. I'll talk about that after we get back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Just a bit more on the vaccines for prevention of cancer. Of course, we know they're already out there, or at least the claim is that, with the human papillomavirus issue, Gardasil and Cervarix. Of course, I dispute, as I have from the beginning, the viral cause of cancer, which is the only way they could actually claim that a vaccine could do anything, because their whole premise for vaccines is what? We are going to artificially induce antibody production to something that we don't like and that you may encounter later. And because we do that, those antibodies will be able to take care of the bad guys. Ignoring the fact that in the process of stimulating artificially, whether they're successful or not, these antibodies, they have weakened and damaged, sometimes abject destroyed the immune system. Of course, that's ignored because the law of the terrain is the death knell for modern medicine in many ways and cases, particularly when it comes to dealing with chronic degradation diseases like cancer. So this idea that we can do, well, come up with a vaccine, it's all about saying that the virus causes the cancer. Because they don't, what are they going to do? How do they know what your cancer cells look like? To cultivate them for everybody in a quote-unquote safe way, which they can't. By the way, if you're into homeopathic medicine like I am, you know there are some things called SARCODES, S-A-R-C-O-D-E-S, and I'll talk about them at the Health Freedom Expo. But they're actually cancerous cells taken from literally the cancer in the body, neutralized, obviously, so they can't do any harm to you. But then through the process of serial dilution and succussion, you can produce a homeopathic form of that to be utilized in cancer situations that would genuinely help your immune system to target, as opposed to doing it by damaging your immune system. But we're not relying on viral identification. What good is it to identify a virus 30 years before they say it causes you to have cervical cancer when there is no direct causal relationship? Viruses are fast replicators, and then they burn out or kill you. You kill them, it's over. And then they say, oh, 30 years later, we took some tissue from the cervix of a woman with cancer, and we used polymerase chain reaction, PCR. And we found that there may be some human papillomavirus there. There's evidence that there might be, but it could also be your father's Oldsmobile. We're not sure, but that's how accurate they are. And from that, they claim to create a cancer vaccine. Nonsense! Nonsense, I tell you. But none of the medical dunderheaded reporters from the mainstream media will tell you this, because they worship at the church of biological mysticism. They got to keep you believing. You think you're worshiping on Sundays in the church? Yeah, okay, maybe. But Monday through Friday or Saturday, whatever it is, you're worshiping at the medical church because you're getting your flu shot. You're taking your antibiotics, your antiviral drugs, all the things that you know are destroying the integrity of life itself. But maybe you don't know. Or if you do, it's because you're listening, at least partly, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Yeah, we don't ask for permission where none is required. And I would hope that you would one day come to the same conclusion and start living your lives accordingly. Now, HIV patients may benefit from probiotics. HIV patients, what is that? That's nonsense as well. There's no such thing as an HIV patient. Granted, there can be immune deficiency. That's real. But they can't detect HIV. These HIV tests, nonspecific cross-reactive antibody tests that can test positive for a myriad of things, including, have you just had a flu shot? You'll also be HIV positive. Are you pregnant? You'll also be HIV positive. Do you have a cold? You'll also be HIV positive. Have you been on an antibiotic recently? Any number of things, well over 100, could be 120 things, can trigger a so-called positive interpretation of the test that doesn't detect the retrovirus that they claim to be able to isolate and detect. Now, if I get past that for a moment and we look at the benefits of probiotics, we go, oh, that could be a moment of duh. It's not going to be. We'll have a moment of duh later on in the program today. But in this case, we know that the gastrointestinal system has been destroyed by the drugs used to treat the so-called syndrome of AIDS. But it also is preceded by a lot of specific things that have destroyed the gut, including vaccines, including antibiotics, including illicit drugs, including behaviors that could damage the colon. Do I need to be graphic here? No, I don't. I think you know what I mean. There are things that can open up your body's canal. That is the alimentary canal from the mouth to your planet Uranus at the end of it. That it is a tube that is technically outside of your body. You think your stomach is inside your body? No. The actual interns there from the mouth to the evacuation route at the end. Technically, the outside environment. And there is a protective barrier all along the way. Epithelial tissue, endothelial tissue that protects you from the outside world. And the body has been adapted over how long in creation to know what's allowed to get in, what shouldn't get in. But if you damage it with additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, heavy metals, you will now open yourself up to all kinds of microbial infestation, whether it be already in there or whether it be something somebody sneezes into you. Normally, it wouldn't get into the innards of your body because your gastrointestinal system would protect you. The very low pH of the stomach is brilliant at protecting you. But then most Americans seemingly are no longer producing enough stomach acid to digest their proteins because they're on proton pump inhibiting drugs like Nexium and Prevacid. Because the doctors, the dunderheaded allopathic doctors, all they know are how to suppress symptoms, eliminate symptoms, shoot out the warning light, unplug the warning light, whatever we can do to make you feel better, but we'll precipitate, guess what? Cancer. And then they'll come in later. Oh, look, we got a vaccine that's going to prevent it. Why? We don't know. It's profitable. And we got you by the you-know-what, because you go to a government school, and in government schools, we worship doctors. We worship the state. We can't allow individuals, human beings, to say that they're full of you-know-what, which is another part of it, constipation. They can't eliminate, and these toxins accumulate. So the digestive system, the liver, all related. Now, next hour, we're going to go into some allergies, technological advances that may be hurting you even more, and also I'll answer a question from a listener off of the Jerry Doyle Show, who's now a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, about a liver protocol or two to get you well and keep you well. But get on the phones right now. It's just you and me, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty back after the news. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete.